Keep it cool. Last week, I actually asked, we have an inventor that I'm actually asked you to come take a look at his equipment. He says, Rosie, I need five commercial buildings with a 20-ton cooling capacity size to mount my equipment on for people to be beta testers for this equipment. So I threw it out there, and let's just say he has his pick now of which buildings he's going to put it on. But it's technology that's so incredibly simple. I don't want to talk about it today, but I'm dying to get you guys out there and take a look at it.
Yeah, we're excited to look into it.
Incredible.
You know, the technologies we were talking about with the variable speed compressors, just to get back to David's point, they are not that much more. It may be $1,500 to $3,000 more for your system. So, you know, from the payback period, you know, it's not 20 years, but it's also not three.
Right.
But the incremental cost difference isn't that much more. We sell a lot of them. A lot of people choose to go with the variable speed technology.
Yeah, I like them because of all the ancillary benefits you get out of them.
Right.
It's more than just saving money on cooling. It's the increased filtration that you get out of them because the units are running longer because you're asking the compressor to operate basically at its minimum required setting. So for all those reasons, I love them.
Yeah, and they are super quiet. You don't know they're running half the time, and your house is just... I was in a house the other day, and I asked them what they had the thermostat on, and it was at 79 degrees. I thought it was 71 degrees.
Wow.
I really did.
Just because of the indoor air quality, the whole overall setting.
It's just the humidity was perfect. Everything was perfect.
And what kind of internal humidity what would you consider ideal? What do you like the inside of a house to be?
You know, I would say 30%.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want it too low.
Yeah.
You know, you want moisture in the air. I mean, some of these systems, you can actually set what humidity rate you want your house at.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about this concept of here's a home in the middle of the desert. Let's make it 2,500 square foot. Let's make it three bedrooms, two baths, living room, dining room, kitchen, of course. And it's located out in the middle of the desert with no shade, no trees, no landscaping. And the load it's going to go through from the east side of the house to the west side of the house through the course of the day, your living practices in those different zonal areas of the house, and we're asking each room with a different thermostat to be at a different setting. And we're probably going to start doing that without ducts. So we lose all the duct leakage that we've got.
Right. I mean, we've been talking up to this point about centralized air conditioning systems with variable speed technology, but what they have now and what we're starting to see a lot more being used in real-world application is what are called mini-splits or ductless systems. They're small air handlers that can either be on the wall, they can be mounted in the ceiling. They actually do have ducted versions of them, but you only might see one or two ducts come off that small air handler that lives in your attic. And what you have is you have a centralized condensing system or an outdoor unit, the air conditioning unit, and you have multiple heads or multiple air handlers throughout the house, and they operate independent of each other. But yet, because of the variable speed technology, the air conditioning system can run from a half a ton, 1 ton, all the way up to, you know, 3, 4, or 5 tons, depending on what system it is. Most of these systems cap out at about 3 or 4 tons. They don't really run 5 tons. But so they're wonderful because you can isolate specific areas zoned, and they effectively have their own air conditioning system.
Right? And this is the way the rest of the world has been air conditioning their buildings for decades.
Correct. And it's not far out technology. I mean, we're installing, I've got a project right now, we're doing 40 units in it today. I mean, we did 10 units last week. I mean, this is, and we're seeing it a lot in assisted living care facilities and different, and a lot in
what
in
a great application. Every room, every occupant of every room is wanting their room at a different temperature.
They have a central air conditioning, and they all have their own separate mini air handlers, which function as an air conditioning system. So we're seeing that now being translated from the commercial space into the residential space.
Okay.
And there are a lot of manufacturers producing them, and they're it's today.
And what's coming in the future is only going to get better and better and better. Todd Russo of Rias Home Performance and Air Conditioning. Todd, if folks want, and I see Dustin, I see Robert, I see Craig all on hold, didn't have a chance to get to you on air. Don't worry, if you got on, we will take your question. We're just not going to have time to take it in this particular show on air. But don't hang up, because as soon as we sign off here, we'll get a hold of you and answer whatever question you've got. So air conditioning, it doesn't need to cost what it has historically cost. You've got to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We have a consumer's guide that coaches you and teaches you how to shop air conditioning contractors and how to shop air conditioning. Listen, here's a couple real warnings I want you all to hear. If you're getting quotes over the telephone, yeah, I have a 15-year-old 3-ton air conditioner that's died, and they're quoting you the same size equipment right over the phone, you're not talking to the right company. You must get a full manual J heat load calculation. Chances are we can take tonnage off your house. It'll cost less to buy, it'll cost less to run, and it's going to make a much better indoor air quality. Todd Russo of Rias, thanks for joining us. Folks, y'all have a great week. What a wonderful